This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third day of fighting between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces raged Monday in the capital, and the UN says 185 people have been killed and more than 1,800 injured. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
The sounds of gunfire echoed across the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, and other towns Monday afternoon. The military headquarters, Khartoum International Airport, and areas around the presidential palace are the current main battlefields between the military and the rapid support forces. The shooting affected the power supply and water system in the capital, making life more difficult for those trapped indoors by the fighting and people wounded in the clashes. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
A Russian opposition activist has been given a 25-year prison sentence, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vladimir Kara-Murza has been convicted on charges of treason and denigrating the Russian military, receiving the harsh sentence after a trial that marked the latest move in a relentless crackdown on the opposition. Kara-Murza, a prominent opposition activist who twice survived poisonings he blamed on the Kremlin, has been behind bars since his arrest a year ago. He has rejected the charges against him as political and likened the judicial proceedings to the show trials during the rule of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Slovakia on Monday joined Poland and Hungary in banning grain imports from Ukraine, even as Kyiv's staunchest allies come under domestic pressure to shield their agricultural markets. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.